Eskom says its implementation of the winter plan has worked well and left South Africa with low risk of load shedding. The last time the country was hit by rotational power cuts was in March, and Eskom's head of generation, Andrew Etzinger, spoke to EWN this morning and said that despite the resignation of CEO Phakamani Khadebe, the winter plan is still in full swing.
The winter plan involves, once again, returning a number of generators to service, which have been off for an extended period of time, and that we've done. Secondly, we said that we would bring into service the third new generator at the Kusile power station. We also said that we would continue doing maintenance on the fleet of power stations rather than cut back completely on maintenance as we've done in past winters.
Let's welcome to the conversation energy expert Chris Yelland now. Chris, thank you so much for your time. Good afternoon to you. Eskom says don't worry about load shedding this winter. Should we believe them?
Well, I think we must give credit where credit is due. After the initial load shedding earlier this year, very serious load shedding, they've been putting a lot of effort into increased maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
And the energy availability factor has increased from a low of 60% to 70%. That brings an extra 4,000 megawatts of generation capacity onto the grid available to meet demand. And that's good news and augurs well for this winter. And some other news, which is not necessarily good news, but certainly helps avoid load shedding, is that as of the 1st of June, Eskom's winter prices kick in.
Mm-hmm.
And this means that the price of electricity during peak periods, at the morning and evening peak for industrial customers, mm-hmm. is three times higher than it is for the peak periods of the summer months, which mm-hmm. is from September to May. So this means that energy-intensive users, steel producers, aluminium producers, smelters, are really disincentivized from using electricity. And we have seen a reduction of electricity demand since the 1st of June of about 4%, and that brings that reduces demand by about 2,000 megawatts.
Yeah,
and that really the combination of increased availability and decreased demand, lower than it was last year, is enough to get us through this winter, I believe.
So it's also bittersweet then, because while the prices are going up, the demand is going, low, and therefore, as a chance, we won't get load shedding. But is it all well, though, Chris, with Eskom? I mean, the power utility will be without a CEO soon, someone who is spearheading the implementation of this turnaround strategy to make sure that we have lights on. Or do you think that his departure won't cause much instability?
Well, I think it's a two-edged sword. On the one hand, there is a chief operating officer now. There wasn't a chief operating officer a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
The chief operating officer is responsible for the operations of Eskom, the day-to-day, keeping the lights on, doing the maintenance, and getting the machines run, keeping them running. So in that sense, the loss of the COO is not the end of the world, because there is a responsible person handling the operations. But this does not get away from Eskom's financial problems.
Mm.
And remember, Mr. Khadebe is a financial person.
Yeah.
So we are left with very serious liquidity problems, and we are going to hear more in the State of the Nation address next week on Thursday by the President about how they're going to bail out Eskom.
Mm. But have we been getting any updates, Chris, from the many task teams that have since been appointed to help the power utility to get back on its feet? I mean, we still don't know who will be the reorganization officer responsible for the unbundling of Eskom.
That's quite correct. There has been a lot of work done behind the scenes, but certainly publicly, there is no sign of a credible plan in the public domain yet. We are hoping, and I hope, that things are happening behind the scenes. But the investment community, the financial community, are really looking to a credible plan. And this applies also to the credit rating agencies. And if they don't see a credible plan in the light of a 3.5% contraction in GDP in the last quarter, that is a very bad signal for the credit rating of not only Eskom, but South Africa as a whole. And and a credit rating downgrade of South Africa will have very serious economic implications, and it will lead to increased inflation, increased prices of imports of petrol, and all of the things that cause inflation.
All right, Chris Yelland, energy expert, thank you so much for speaking to us.